Thank you for calling Therapy Well. George speaking.
I was wondering what's the possibility of making an appointment to see Sabrina Chan?
Are you an existing client or a new client?
It'd be a new client, and I'd have to get a referral from my doctor. But my personal experience so far has been I was referred to a lot of people on other issues, and it was very hard to get in. So I just thought I'd check before I go through all this.
Yeah, so unfortunately, Sabrina, we are currently waitlisting new clients for her at the moment. So her waitlist, I think, at the moment is, sorry, let me just see if I can find it. Her waitlist at the moment is approximately 2 to 3 months.
All right. So to get on that, I need a referral, I guess, before you put me on the wait list, or?
No, we wouldn't need a referral to pop you on the wait list.
No. With a referral, is it cheaper? Like, does Medicare cover some of the fees, or?
Yes. So with a referral mental health care plan, I think you get 10 sessions in a calendar year where you get a Medicare rebate on the appointments. I think
right.
Medicare rebate is around $145 for the Medicare rebate, and then Sabrina's sessions are $260 an hour.
Right, yeah.
So are you interested in going on her waitlist? You don't need to have the referral to go on the waitlist.
Right, all I've been doing is scrounging around on your website. I actually spoke today to the psychiatrist that I've been going to for ADHD, and he referred to your basically Therapy Well. And the other thing is, where's Sabrina Chan practice out of? Is she based where? It doesn't say here. Is it Auckland Flower? Is it? I knew it was going to be Mount Gravatt because I'm very near Auckland Flower. So, yeah.
Have a psychologist at Mount Gravatt, but they're general psychologists. So if you were after a clinical psychologist, Sabrina is
the
only clinical.
She's your only clinical, is it?
Yeah,
because it's like addressing who, and is she also the best person in terms of ADHD? For an adult ADHD experience?
I think most of our practitioners have a lot of experience with adult ADHD. So I honestly think you'd be fine going with pretty much any of our psychologists, but I do understand sometimes people have a preference for clinical.
All right. So who would be out of your other, who would be some of the most experienced?
At Auckland Flower would probably be Emily. She's one of our senior psychologists.
Yeah.
Let me just have a look. I do think she is a little booked out at the moment. We're not waitlisting people for her, but I think she has quite a packed kind of October schedule. Just hold. So yes, Emily's one of our most experienced. Otherwise, we have Georgia at Auckland Flower. Because she's younger, she's a little bit less experienced, but she does do a lot of work with clients with ADHD.
So I'm just seeing Emily. So she has done a fair bit of ADHD. It's adult ADHD, as you can imagine, so, which is all just, yes. Anger mania. Yeah, this didn't say that specifically in adjustment issues, so I presume that's a lot of it anyway.
Yeah. So she is, it doesn't say it specifically, but she has worked with a lot of people with ADHD, but our other option at Auckland Flower would be Georgia over there, she does, I would say, a large part of her work is with clients with neurodiversity, ADHD and ASD, that kind of thing.
And she, as you said, is younger in that respect. She is
younger, yeah, but she has been a psychologist for many years. She's just younger than Emily.
Yeah. No, I get that. It's more a matter of how she is in terms of adult. Because, again, on her thing, she talks about children, families, youth and young adults with mental health.
Yeah. She does see a number of adult clients.
Yeah. All right, so I've got so Emily again, she would be a while to book in, or?
A little bit longer, yeah. Let me have a look at her calendar. We'd probably be looking at probably like mid to later November for Emily. She is just a little, her books for especially this month are quite full.
Oh, yeah. But that's still quicker than going to see the first person.
Yeah, than going on a wait list, yes.
Yeah. Yep, all right. And I just need a referral before I see Emily then. So I can I book an appointment without a referral? Or do you need a referral?
Yeah, you can book an appointment without a referral, and then just whenever you've got the referral, you could send that through to us.
Yep. All right, I might.
Oh, sorry. Are you interested in booking with Emily?
Yeah.
All right. So let me have a look at her calendar then. So what we normally do is we'll do a 90-minute intake appointment, and then from there, all subsequent appointments, we'll do 60-minute appointments. Just so that way, like the first session, you get some more time to go through like goals and like history, that kind of stuff. So we are looking at Thursday the 20th of November would be her earliest appointment time for an intake. She has a 9 a.m. or a 1:30 p.m. that day.
Yes. On November the 20th. That's a Thursday. Or possibly the 1:30, I suppose. Yeah.
The 1:30. All right. So could I grab your full name?
So it's Michael Edgar Artlett.
And your date of birth?
29/3/1963.
And is this number you're calling from your best contact number?
Yes.
Right, so 0414736662. And then can I grab an email address?
All right, so meartlett@icloud.com.
So what I'll do is I'll book that appointment in for you now, and I'll send you an email with a link to our intake form for you to complete before the appointment. Feel free whenever you end up getting that referral to just get them to email that on through to us, and then we'll be able to add it to your profile.
Yeah, excellent.
Do you have any questions or anything?
No, so sounds fairly straightforward at this stage. So Emily has done a fair bit of adult. Yeah.
Yeah, Emily exclusively sees adults. And so, yeah, she's worked with neurodiverse clients before.
Yep. Put up with us, Mob. Yep, righto. Thanks for that.
Well, that's all good. If you have any questions or anything, feel free to give us a call.
Yep. Not a problem.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks. Bye.
Bye.